be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Christian life is extra the gospel, this gospel. I want to take you a little time to take you to that memory lane. What happened last 3 weeks? What happened? 3 weeks ago, we were here to celebrate the Feast of the Shepherds, to come and worship the Lord. Angels declare that good news for you. The Savior has been born. And we came to celebrate that good news. A week later, it was the solemn feast day of Mary, Mother of God. It was New Year's Sunday, New Year's Day, but yet for us, it was Mother's Day. So the mother who shared her human nature with the Son of God. She had that great privilege to share human nature with the Son of God. Great mystery. Last Sunday when we came, it was the Sunday of Epiphany, manifestation. The one who was born, the Son of God and Son of Mary in the manger, was revealed, manifested. That manifestation was symbolized by the arrival of Magi from distant land. And today the gospel taking us way back again to that Jordan. We heard we are in Jordan, near the river banks of Jordan, and that Jordan we heard the most, dramatic words occurring from John the Baptist. You remember those words John the Baptist was uttering. He sees Jesus coming, he stopped, and he started saying, "Behold, behold, what? Behold, behold the Lamb of God." We have no clue why John is talking about this Lamb of God, but those people who were listening to John. As of that time, there was no Christianity. As of that time, there was no Mass. But those people who were listening to John could easily relate what this Lamb, the Jewish tradition. The book of Genesis talks about sacrifice and holocaust and offerings brought to the Lord by Abel. Then again in the book of Genesis, Abraham, when he was called as the father of our faith, the first thing God asked him to go up the mountain Moriah with his only son and offer him. We see that scene, how Abraham with a broken heart asking his son Isaac to come with him, collecting the firewood. Isaac asked that simple question on the way, "Father, you told me you're going to offer the sacrifice. Where is the lamb? Where is the lamb?" What was that father's permission? The father Abraham told Isaac, "Well, God will give the lamb. God will give the lamb." And we know the rest of the story. When they arrived, the father was willing to offer his son, his only son. But God pointed to him a lamb to be offered. But this symbolizes what will happen 2,000 years ago. The only begotten Son of God, Jesus, who is revealed to us as the Son of God and Son of Mary, he will carry the wood. He will carry the wood. He will climb up the mountain and he will offer that sacrifice, the eternal sacrifice, the sacrifice on behalf of the sins of the world. All those sacrifices. John, the Gospel of John will tell us when he stood before Pilate and was sentenced to die, the innocent that is being condemned to die, that was 6 hours when millions of lambs, innocent in their nature, will be slaughtered. To remind them of the passing over of the death of angel, the passing over. At that time, when millions of lambs, the innocent lambs will be slaughtered, the innocent one, will offer his blood to Father. The mystery of our salvation. So here, when John sees Jesus, when he says, "Look, here is the Lamb of God," and here the centuries of the waiting, the simple question that was in the minds and hearts of the Israelites: where is the Lamb of God? John showed me the drama. Think about that drama. Think about that sacrifice that happened at Calvary. Well, we may ask, what is important for us? What is important for us is you are here. You made this choice this morning to make this journey. For what? To join for this eternal sacrifice. The Lamb of God, who offered on Calvary, that eternal sacrifice is continued in this altar, in this gathering. We call Mass. This is the same sacrifice, everlasting sacrifice Jesus asked us to do in memory of faith. That's our faith, that's our gift. God knows us, God knows us, but God also shares the gift of faith. I don't know how many of you know about Scott Hahn. He's a very popular writer about theological topics, no? Scott Hahn was not Catholic, but today he's the most popular writer in Catholic tradition. When he was a graduate student, he was a committed Calvinist evangelist. And he wanted to prove how wrong the sacrilege that's going on in the Catholic churches, Sunday after Sunday. He was taught in this tradition, these Catholics, for 2,000 years, they do this superstitious sacrilege, Sunday after Sunday. So he wanted to study what this Catholic is doing. So when he was a graduate student, he sneaks into the Catholic Church at St. Bernard Church in Tulsa, Milwaukee, with a notebook, sits in the corner with his notebook, watching for the first time a man what the priest is doing. And it didn't take much time to watch the man the power. He heard that the scriptures proclaim. He never thought that Catholics should read the scriptures, but the scriptures are being proclaimed. The Old Testament, the Psalm, the New Testament, the Gospel. And at the end, he started noticing this is what he called that symphony. The symphony of Genesis to the end, the last book of the Bible, Revelation, the Lamb suffer. Behold the Lamb of God, the priest. And people responding, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. He was so struck with him. The one who came with a notebook to write about the sacrilege of the Catholics comes out with the book. This book is called Lamb's Supper. Heaven, Mass. Heaven, what happened? Mass, Sunday, we celebrate Mass, heaven on earth. The stewardship committee has recommended and made this suggestion and offered to buy a book, a copy of this book. So when we begin our Lent this year, we plan, we wish that every one of us will have that privilege to read this book. Heaven on earth, Mass, Lamb's Supper. And also, if the date and schedule permits, we will have a kind of follow-up class, shall we? Let's see. But we will use this book this year to build our appreciation about what we do Sunday after Sunday. How our ordinary Christian life is so extraordinary. Our Christian life is bound with this God's plan. It can apply from Genesis to the end of the book of Bible, Book of Revelation. There's nothing ordinary about our journey. Our life is blessed.